Podtacular, episode 176, Multiplayer Tips and Map of the Month, Last Resort, for the week of January 18th, 2009.
I wish they all were that easy.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just you and me.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I am Deathstorm.
I'm Perplex.
I'm G. Lewis.
And I'm Brent Gamer.
Yeah, Brent Gamer.
I like me some Brent.
And we're actually trying this for the third time after many interruptions from my friends, so yeah.
Who like to yell inappropriate words?
Such as
beep,
beep,
and
beep, beep, and
beep, beep, beep.
And I like to call Brent a cool guy.
Yes.
Unrelated to everything else we just said.
Yes.
And I also like to call Brent a cool guy, because he's just cool. A cool guy.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
He's icy, cool. As some rappers would say it. You know, me and my thuggish. You know, and I'm pretty. I'm from Atlanta. I'm from the ATL, so I have validity to say this. And he's pretty icy, as they would say.
If you say so, man.
I don't know if you guys understand the rapper lingo nowadays, but Brent Gamer is pretty icy.
Just icy chill.
Okay, yeah. I'll try to keep on that.
Just remember, Brent Gamer is icy.
I'm so icy.
Anyway.
Oh, we're doing a podcast for guys.
Yeah, and someone's here this week, G. Lewis.
Hello.
Coming back from the dead?
I'm like Kevin in The Office. I'm the retarded dude that likes M&M's and shows up every once in a while.
Well,
I like pie. It tastes good. I always put the third spread at 69 because I think it's funny.
As long as you say so.
Yep.
We're glad to have you back. Brent, it's a pleasure to have you back as well.
As always.
We should just make this the Fantastic Four. The Fab Four, as I like to call it.
Not Fab Four.
No, the Fab Four.
No.
Brent, what would you like to call it?
The Ambiguously Gay Quadro.
Should be called the Four Fact.
And if you guys haven't heard this week, Brent Gamer's Life, aka 1UP.com, is basically kaput.
And
Brent, what are your thoughts upon this?
They should have just, you know, killed it off completely, because it's a shell of its former self now. There's no reason to have it around. And they fired all my favorite people.
No.
Except for me, so.
As favorite, do you mean people?
Favorite people from the, you know.
As favorite, do you mean more important than Duststorm?
Yeah.
Aww.
As more important than Duststorm, do you mean?
Okay, enough.
Sorry.
I get the picture. Thank you.
I'm just trying to say that it kind of sucks that one. Are they still making their arcade games, or are they going to get rid of that too? Do you know the Penny Adventures, whatever?
What?
Doesn't 1UP do that Penny Arcade Adventures for the Xbox Live Arcade? That game.
1UP is a. 1UP is a news network for gaming.
I'm about to say, I think you're getting something mixed up.
I thought Penny Arcade was on 1UP.
Don't think so.
I don't know.
And edit.
Yeah, right.
It's like the online, you know, version of Electronic Gaming Monthly. That's just their extension.
Oh, okay. I thought that Penny Arcade.
Then they completely killed off, you know, Electronic Gaming Monthly now, so.
As you killed off, do you mean
knife? It's gone.
Or with a sniper rifle?
Wow.
Which weapon did they use?
They used corporate buyout.
They used the BMFG.
Wow.
Wow. You go cut them and then kill them off.
Okay.
It's kind of like in the Bourne Identity when he tries to find all the people. Kills them all.
And now kind Mega 64 has like a parody where some guy goes, buys a dog for $100 and then like shoots him right in front of the owner. Like just kills him.
Wow.
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel?
He pulls out a gun and shoots the dog.
It's kind of sad.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, cool.
Kind of like the
okay.
time
when
episode of Podtacular, but then Duststorm's roommates ran in and started yelling bad words. And
actually, I'm actually not in my room. I'm in a satellite room of one of my friends' apartment. So
yeah.
Doing this remotely on my laptop.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was emo.
I'm going to do this for my home. It's so fucking sweet.
No, dude, I'm inside the Atlanta, the ATL, where I'm from, the recording studio of Lil Jon recording this. Yeah, you see him in the background. He's recording back there. And this is where all the magic happens. So I'm from Atlanta.
Lil
Jon
is like your uncle, isn't he?
Yeah, Lil Jon. Yeah, actually, we're related. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought you were brothers.
No, he's my uncle. We look alike. We get that a lot.
Oh. Yeah. If you don't give a damn, don't put up.
Yeah. You know, I mean, from the windows to the walls, sometimes it, you know what I mean?
Sweat drops down these, yeah.
These sockers. Yeah.
Sockers.
Let's get on to the news that matters.
Yeah, the Badlands ladder just started. If you guys don't know, I'm pretty sure most of you guys know, but this week, I'm guessing that the episode will be out later on this week, but it starts Monday, so it's already started by the time this has been released. It's 10 MLG credits per player to join up, and you will have to play the pros in this one. The pro teams will be playing and participating in this ladder. So if you ever want to get owned by T-Square, G. Lewis, or Wall Street, then you can play them. The pros. They're the three top pros right now. If you didn't know that.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah, I do have a team, and we're going to be playing in the ladder, so I'll keep you guys updated. How's it going every week and stuff?
Cool.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Keep us updated on your blog.
Oh, I will.
Blog.
Blog. Very nice. Okay.
See, now that, like, qualifies you from joining us, you know, when they invite us to come commentate at Meadowlands, you know.
Yeah, you'll be commentating about me. I'll be playing.
Yeah. Be like the John Madden of, you know, MLG.
All right, what they're gonna want to do here?
If he takes the rockets and shoots them at the guy's feet, they will die.
Really?
What they're gonna want to do here is keep their kill count above, you know, the opponent's kill count, so that they can win the game.
Yeah, but what about if it's flag? Well, then in that case, John, you need to keep the flag count above the opposing team's flag count. And by capping the flag, and by doing that, they will have a better chance at winning the game.
T-Square is going to care, because he's going to want to, you know, get the flag, and then take it back to his base to score the flag.
While his teammates guard him, and kill the other team.
To be fair, that would still be more interesting than most of the, you know, actual MLG commentary.
Chris Puckett's my favorite.
Look at that! They're sneaky beavers.
that is my impersonation of Chris Puckett.
Look at it going beast with the rockets. It's T Square. Look at he pulls up the clean VR shot with the final shot. Just going beast mode. Pull out the triple kill. It's
look at the
T Square going beast. Grab the flag. Look at him grab the flag. He beats him down. Look at him just going beast. It's in pure slave mode right now with the flag. It's T Square and I'm Chris Puckett. This is Meadowlands.
That was quite good.
That was pretty good.
Macchio's still around. The whole fun I ever had with watching MLG was making fun of Macchio as he would play, because the time his mouth just moves around like a fish. His mouth just like goes constantly up and down.
What did we used to say? I'm on a hot dog. Hot dog.
I just imagine like one of those, you know, girls that they paid to sit in the front row to like grab a hot dog. Slamming into his mouth while he's playing.
Like, I think there was honestly a girl in the front row, and every few seconds she just lift her shirt up, and that's why he made this big bait. Like, that's why he'd just be like, oh! Like, you're cold up. Real or fake? Low, low, low. I don't know.
If you do anything this April 3rd through 5th, make sure you watch MLG to watch Macchio's mouth, because that is fucking
terrible. If you don't watch anything else this year on the internet, make sure you're not there at a land where Chris Puckett, Mackie O.G. Lewis, and Walshy, all the pros, will be there.
Well, that would be definitely interesting.
Actually, from this year, I actually am, for Orlando, Fumo and I, we got a media pass for Orlando last year. And this year I've got media passes for every MLG event. So if I ever get one of those doohickeys that you can do interviews and like save them, I don't really know what it's called. But,
how about an MP3 player?
No, it's like, is that just thing? Like it comes with a mic and it's like high quality stuff. It's like $200. I'm thinking about buying one so I can interview.
Thinking about going that all out?
Yeah, I'm kind of dedicated. So
okay,
get a digital dictaphone.
We'll talk about that after the show.
Or just like if you have a laptop or something, you can put it in your bag and then have a microphone.
Rub the laptop on his face.
Oh no, just have a laptop in a bag.
What do you think about this picture? Right here, Brett holding a beaver. How do you feel about this picture? I really don't have an answer for you. I don't know what to say to that. Anyway.
Okay.
Well, on the news.
On to the reason why we're here. This week we're doing multiplayer tips for Last Resort, which is the remake of the Halo 2 level Zanzibar.
Zanzibar.
Zanzibar, good times. The wheel.
Yeah. I remember Zanzibar was much funner and... The Halo one thing I liked about Zanzibar and Halo 2 was that there was a lot of assault games, and then when you get to Halo 3, there's a lot of Slayer games, and it's...
I think a lot of the assault games kind of got transferred over to High Ground.
Yeah, but I mean, I would like to play Last Resort Assault, like...
You get it every now and then. Maybe Battle
Assault or something, I don't know, but you just never get it. Like, whenever I play Skirmish or Objective, I always get VIP... Like, all the freaking time, and I always get all these dumb games. I'm just I never get, like, Flag Pit, something that you would get Halo 2. Like, you would always get, like, Flag Midship, or you would get, like, Assault on Zanzibar. You just get, like, okay, cool, I want to play this. Like, and then you start playing, like, it's always VIP and Territories. And
Infection.
Some game you never heard of, I don't even know, but... I just miss playing the games that made Halo fun. That's why I play MLG, because this regular shit is not fun anymore. Oh, stuff, sorry.
There you go. G. Lewis, it's a little play mouth.
Sorry.
And we got, something. So to the few amounts of tips that we got this week. First one we have is from Elite Spartan. He says, hey there, Potacular, Elite Spartan 182. What?
That's a conflicting name.
What?
Elite Spartan.
It's a paradox.
Covenant. Human.
Yeah.
Bad guy slash potential good guy slash you don't even know.
182. Again, he's the 182nd version.
Against demon slash human slash black guy in a suit. I don't. Yeah. Man,
okay. Good point. Good observation. Anyway, he says he's here to give us some respawn times for the weapons. So a couple of weapon spawns. This might not be as big of interest to MLG players because the counts are usually a little different, but here they are anyway. Active camo, 1 minute, battle rifle, 15 seconds, plasma grenades, fragment grenades, and spike grenades for 15 seconds. Sniper is 2 minutes and 5 seconds. Okay.
Break the mundo.
Assault rifle is 40 seconds. Shotgun 100 seconds. Laser is 2 minutes 10 seconds, and the SMGs are 30 seconds. And then he goes on to some tips. He says, familiarize yourself with the weapons you can collect on your way to the base, and the entrances you can use to get inside the base. There is a sniper rifle along the walkway just up the stairs that is near the spawning area, a shotgun at the end of the same walkway, an invisibility power-up in the small two-story building connected to the wheel through a bridge, and an energy sword in the wheel itself.
He should be like a lady that brings people around the houses and, like, realtor, because he's doing a great realtor job.
Maybe he should.
Here is the we have some nice wallpaper hung up, and it's of Grunts and with the birthday skull on. And over here,
I think he needs to go talk to O'Malley. Right?
The weird scientist.
No, the AI.
Oh well, I mean, he acts like he's a scientist.
Okay.
I've been in. Don't turn on your radio, we might get O'Malley. Oh, shit. Oh, you already got Podtech, we're on, you're already on the radio. Oh, crap, you got O'Malley. Oh, boy.
Whoops. Not our fault. We don't hold any liability.
You guys
know what
that's
good right now? Chinese food. I don't know why.
That actually does sound pretty good right now.
Actually, yeah. I was thinking some, like, finishing the submission. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Chinese food seems...
I can do that.
Infinitely more interesting than this.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, if you say so.
Okay, let's get on with it, though.
Okay. He says, there's also another sniper rifle on the small second-story platform to the left of the giant wheel. You can enter the base through the second story by lowering a small bridge that connects to the wheel or by heading along the catwalk that starts near the second sniper rifle. Enter the base on the first floor through the two front entrances... Two entrances on the left side, or a small hole in the structure on the right side.
Said hole.
Yes.
Sorry.
Deactivate the security mechanism that is used to keep vehicles out of the base. Once this is done, the burials prevent...
It's called a gate.
That's the security mechanism. Used to keep vehicles out.
It's called the switch.
Yeah,
once this is done, the barriers preventing vehicles from entering will be lowered, allowing access to vehicles. The switch, he actually uses a switch.
Dude, guide to last resort right here.
Well, I'm sure we got a few people who are new, not necessarily noobs, but you never know. The switch is located on the second floor, overlooking the main hangar of the base from the front of the building. Once this mechanism is lowered, you will be able to drive a warthog or ghost right into the base. One of the only times vehicular combat is recommended. Attack defenders from the second story. This will give you a major advantage as many players choose to defend the base from the first floor. Use heavy turrets. There are two located right outside the front of the base on the second story. Rip one off and bring it inside the base.
This seems like it'd be a good idea, but let's just hope they don't got shotties or sticky
needlers.
Or the green gun, as I don't know why Chris calls it the green gun, but
the green gun. I've never heard it called that before.
Yeah, I don't know why he got the green gun.
Noob combo.
Yeah, but it seems like that would work. You also got to remember, for people who are listening to this, is that if you want to. Don't be the kid who picks up every weapon along the way and doesn't give your teammates anything.
Right.
Be like, okay, I get all the weapons, you guys do everything, and then you die, and you start yelling at your teammates on why they can't do anything because you have all the weapons.
And don't pick up weapons you don't use very well or that someone else on your team can use a lot better than you can.
Yeah. So,
good luck with figuring it out.
Let me have... Let me have
the laser.
I'm gonna need laser and sniper.
I'm going to need a laser to sniper. I'm going to need some skin behind me to hold on to the shotgun for me in case I need it.
While I'm holding that stuff, I'm going to need to, you know, get on this warthog turret. You're going to need to drive me.
You! Drive me! I get weapon, you die!
It works fine. I love those people that jump into, like, the warthog turret with no one in there and then look at me like I'm going to drive them or something. I just keep on walking.
And then you walk and they're like, what the heck? Aren't you going to drive me?
No.
I know Speaky. I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry. Anyway, yeah, and I also, even though you said use heavy turrets, I wouldn't recommend bringing those things inside. I would recommend actually knocking them off and throwing them down so people don't use them against you. But I wouldn't really recommend bringing them inside.
I mean, if you have them up on top, they really can't use them against you because they're facing out towards the
depends
attacking part.
Depends on game type you're playing.
Well, that too.
You're playing like a VIP or something where you need to defend.
Let's assume he's talking about something that you're defending the base. That's what I'm going to guess. It's either flag or
if
assault.
If you're defending the base, you want to keep the turrets up there. Because if you drop them, then they can just come pick them up and then run inside. And if they're tactical enough, they can just pretty much take the turret in and then have two guys run out with the flag.
But remember that really only time you're going to get assault or flag on Zanzibar is going to be in, like, social skirmish. I'm pretty sure that their tactical level is about the same level of cheese holding a controller, if it does.
That's why you bring a whole team.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in case cheese gets smarts on you. So.
Here is something that I hate. First of all, I hate, you know, the new mechanism in Assault with Halo 3, which is you don't actually arm the bomb. It just arms and you sit there and, you know, wait for, you know, the timer to go off. Because, I mean, I like the old Halo 2 style where you're, like, sitting there and you don't know if anybody's going to come. Yeah. But you got to, like, sit in the same spot. Just wait for that thing to arm.
But it's basically the same thing. Well, I guess
not really, because once you drop that bomb down, you have, like, full defensive capabilities. That bomb's down, and you can, like, use your shotgun or battle rifle to defend yourself. The whole point was that the bomb guy was defenseless. So you had to run in there with two or three people.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, another thing is that I think I've played Assault, like, twice in the whole time I've been in matchmaking. It never shows up in, like, any playlist. And I play, like, social skirmish and BTB and like all this different stuff. Just never shows up.
Good on it, Bungie.
I get it on Narrows a lot.
Assault?
Yeah.
Yeah, strangely enough,
Narrows.
I've played that more than, you know, that's probably the map that I've played it the most on. But I mean, it was made for like, I remember, like, that was all it ever played on Zanzibar in Halo 2. Like, you'd get Assault on Zanzibar all the time.
You used to be like, hell yes. It's going to be a fun game.
Also, like, the old base in Zanzibar as opposed to the new one. Because, I mean, I don't like the new gate where you can just jump in and the only thing that it only stops vehicles. Like, the old gate, you know, it would stop people. And, I mean, there, before the patch, you could, like, throw a flag out of the gate or whatever, but that was about all you could do.
Yeah,
but now you just jump over the gate. Hard for them to build like an actual. They only made
know.
Like a tall gate or something.
This really, that's a good idea.
And it's even got like little holes in the, like, you know how it's like got these little pillars. Like a 2 foot tall kid could jump through that hole or something. I don't get it.
I'm guessing that the military budget in the future is going to get a little low.
Let's buy all of these crates and generators and crap, but as far as the gate, let's kind of skimp on it.
Yeah.
We're not going to get infiltrated.
No, it's just a nuclear power plant. I mean, it's never that big of a deal. I mean, I don't know how many nuclear power plants you've defended, but...
Okay.
Oh. Okay, moving on.
To Leonidas. Who wants to take it?
I'll take it.
What's up?
What's up?
We're recording Podtake.
Who's taking it?
Oh, she did. It went the wrong way.
When GD stops being retarded.
Okay, hit it.
There we go. This one's from Leonardis 117. Says, "Hey guys, it's Leonardis 117, staff at GamerChiefs.com, sending in a game for the new episode 176. Last Resort is a remake of the ever-popular Halo 2 map, Zanzibar, which is Halo Custom Edition for the PC, modded with a modded gravity gun and a big purple bomb thing. The map is loaded with hiding spaces." Yeah. Though some of the ones in Halo 2 are gone. Here are a few tips. Many people, myself included, feel that it is best to stick to the high ground, except we already did that map last time. Of course, I don't mean the map. I mean staying above the enemy. It is possible to get on top of the structures on this map, including the top of those window panels in the factory. Stay high unless you're good at melee. Make sure you keep moving, even if you think that no one's there, because if you don't, it's an easy snipe. And also on this map, I might just add in, the camo works really well.
In certain areas, yeah.
On the map. Some of the times I cannot see, if there's a camo guy, I'll just die with a shotgun straight away.
Well, a lot of the dark areas,
they're like nearly invisible, some of the places, which I like.
Yeah, I think it's more for like the darker areas of the map.
Yeah, like the cave, or that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If anyone would like a review of my map at Twisted, or just get the videos in Halo 3 captured in HD, message Leonardis117 at GamerChiefs.com.
You skipped a lot.
The sentence to stuff.
Anyway, good though. I think you just skipped a lot.
The other stuff, but it's not like...
Where did I miss it?
You said you
stick with your team so they can cover your back.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Get in a bad position. Sorry, I scrolled down.
Yeah.
Anyone would like to give you a review of my map, Twisted, or just get videos on Halo 3 captured in high definition, message Leonardis117 at GamingChiefs.com. Lancelot, I tried using Easy Engine. It's not that bad. I got rid of it. He got rid of it. Thrusters still work better for me. What the hell is he talking about?
He's talking about Gary's mod.
Oh, by the way, get Space Bill for Gmod. Cool. Shoutouts to Fumo, JBB, Lancelot, Duststorm, Crypto, G. Lewis, Chucky J, Brent. Yeah, I'll add you in there. And the guys at the Gotacular Bible Study. Sunfat? Flare1122. Silent Getcha. And the staff at Game of Chiefs. Is it Bjorn or Born? Silent
Bjorn,
J.
Bjorn, something like that.
It's pronounced.
I totally didn't listen to Bjorn when I was a kid. No. I don't know what that name is.
It's Bjorn. That's what he's known as. Bjorn. 248, pronounced Bjorn. I see. Stella Commander. XII.
Commander.
Commander!
Okay.
Pronounced QZ. And Savior Omega. Also, shout outs to. Yeah, Build a Beast.
I think that Leonidas can now go on history for having the longest list of shoutouts ever.
I don't know.
On the show. I don't know. I don't mean, I'm just saying that there's a lot of names in there. I mean, think about it. He did the whole staff at Gamer Chiefs and the whole God Tech stuff. I'm just saying, that's a lot of damn people. You know, I'm just saying.
Keep on dragging your bets.
Okay.
And we got the next one. Here's the small Folk one. I guess Canary. Crypto should have read this one.
He did okay, actually. He's maturing in the topic of reading football submissions.
the next one we got up here is from Faux Canary. I actually have him on my game friends list recently. We've played. He's a cool guy, and he's sending in a tip for the awesome map Last Resort. This map is great for sniping, and I would like to share my sniping spots. If I were to grab a sniper rifle on this map, I would go to one of these two locations. The top of the windmill thingy, or as we would call it, the fan. I mean the very top, the very, very... When he means top, he means the tippity-tippity top. That's what he's trying to say. Or the seawall, and then climb the rubble to the top. Which means, I'm guessing on top of the seawall, where there's that big flat surface above the room. I'm assuming that's what he means. Yeah. To get to the last spot in one... Oh, They describe how to get to the last spot in one of the Halo 3 sniper videos. You can see most of the map from his locations and can easily get in cover if you are spotted. Well, those are my tips. Keep up the good work, guys. Keep on fragging trucks. And remember, I guess this is why I haven't noticed them on, but I recently changed my game tag to GIFBoy92, so I was just letting you guys know. So if you guys wondering why Canary hasn't been getting on, just change the game tag. And that's some good tips because it's actually where I typically stand when I have a sniper. No, I don't.
So,
I don't want to camp.
So now you can go pwn G. Lewis whenever he's hogging the sniper.
Actually, that was just a fake out. So I actually don't go to those places. Fake out. See, psych. Faked all you guys out. Everybody who's ever gonna play us from now on is gonna go up there, and I just faked you out. Fake. Didn't even see it coming.
Okay.
Rop. Excellent.
Thank you, Faux Canary, now Giphy Boy.
I raffle fake.
Giphy Boy. That sounds so weird. Giphy Boy.
Giphy Boy.
Giphy Lube. Giphy Boy. Anyway.
Okay.
I think it's a Giphy Lube.
Excited. That's what I like to hear on the podcast. There you go. Somebody's excited.
There's my friends again.
That's great.
Grant, why don't you do the next topic from Overlord?
All right.
Yeah.
JC Overlord
says, energy in here.
Hey, Podtacular, I'm a long-time listener. I just made an account on the website, and this is my first submission. Also, my gamer tag is pronounced JAC Overlord, not Jack Overlord. JAC is my clan, and I'm the Overlord, thus my gamer tag. On to the tips.
Nice.
First of all, during CTF games, the team that spawns in the base can knock over the big container onto the flag. It's a little cheap, but it works. They should also grab some brute shots and the laser for vehicles. The brute shot can easily flip over a warthog or a mongoose. The special AR is very effective for taking out anyone that is alone and not in the vehicle.
Wait. I'm going to stop you for a minute. What container are they talking about? They're talking about the...
There's two containers in the room right next to the flag when you spawn, and you can knock the top.
The green boxes?
Yeah, the one you can walk inside one of them.
Yeah. Wait, you can actually get that on... Okay, I haven't seen it done before, but okay.
Have you tried, lol?
Yeah, I'm on Last Result, right? Or Last Res...
Last Result?
Last Result. I'm on Last Resort right now, and there's like a big green box. Like, is that the one?
Hit it.
You can't walk into it, but I mean, it's a big green box.
Punch it.
I agree with you. Go continue.
Okay, alright, whatever. For Team Slayer, the team that starts at the beach should split up. One person goes for the sniper, and the other load up into the vehicles to go around and attempt to flank the other team. The team that starts at Camp Froman should also have a guy on the sniper rifle, and the others head for the laser and use it on any vehicles. All I have now.
Wait, okay. Never mind. Okay, I didn't read the four Team Slayer part. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's Team
Slayer. Yeah, okay.
That's all I have now. So now for my first attempt at a good keep on fragging.
I'm about to say, he's about to keep K-E-A-P.
Lead, man.
Keep on fragging. Keep on fragging that guy that complains about the ARs, noobs that yell veto, and green-backed squirrel-eating walrus that wear anus armor.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking the same thing. how did he know I was thinking that? I don't even. That's
he
like
cheated.
He's inside my head or something. Anyway, can I do the last one? Is it okay?
Go for it.
Go brag. Right.
The last
go
one is.
Brag
is
a, go brag.
There's another.
Brag.
Sorry.
You let me finish? Come on. Trying to read it here. This guy's also my friend. The user Mackie15 is a cool dude. He wants to say hello to Dusty, Crypto, myself, and Brent. And he's got some multiplayer tips for everybody. His first tip I have for Last Resort, I'm guessing what he means by LR, is use a warthog while... Yeah, he actually means left
rigger. Left rigger.
Even though that'd be LP.
Left, right.
Use the warthog while some may already, but some, most people. Okay, I'm going to reread this because it's not worded correctly. The first tip I have for Last Resort is use the warthog while some may already... But most people I see in matchmaking don't use it and use the mongoose next to it. So what I'm just trying to say is don't use that mongoose, use the warthog. So all you noobs using the mongooses, don't use it. Second is always have a SAR. I'm guessing that means a special assault rifle.
Yes, that is right.
Which who said it right, thank you. AKA BR for you noobs out there who don't listen and know that. Always have the special assault rifle with you, otherwise you'll be at a disadvantage against the other people with SARs. Or the sniper or the laser. Third tip, for one flag or one bomb, when offense, have someone get on a goose and rush the base if they have, if they can't have them lower. Okay. If they can't have the lower gates.
If they can have them lower the gates.
Okay. So I just read it wrong. I thought they meant them as the gates. All right. Never mind. Okay. So what you're trying to say is rush the base with the goose. And have that person who rushed the base lower those gates, or as Brent like you called earlier, the little things that stick up, the little teeth.
This
the barriers. This allows vehicles like the Ghost and Warthog to get into the base and easily plant the bomb or swipe the flag. If defense has one person at each entryway, and by the switch to lower the gates, this person can cover the gated entrances. If you have an extra teammate or two, have to go. I should have read this before.
Right? You're having more problems than Crypto does.
It says if you have an extra teammate or have two It doesn't make any sense. I'm trying to like read it and decipher what he's trying to say. If you have an extra teammate or two, have one of them go for the laser, the other go for the sniper. I'm trying to read and decipher what he's saying at the same time. If you only have one extra, take the pick of the weapon you want most. He does not give which one you should say, but anyway. Have the sniper go up on the balcony and snipe the attackers heading in on that side. Have your laser holder stay where it spawned so he or she, so you got to be politically correct here, has a good vantage point on incoming vehicles. Those are some tips, and I hope you like them, because G-Lewis had a hard time reading them. Shouts out to Protectors, Call of Duty 4 Team, Team Agent Express, and Tripper Happy Trip. Trigger!
Tripper!
Psycho.
He's tripping. He tripping.
And as always.
Gank the tripping.
And as always, keep on fragging those trucks.
Yes. Nice. Classic.
Wow, I had the hardest time reading that, and I not know
why. It's okay. We all have bad
days. I'm usually good at this, like reading ahead and then changing it, but I just couldn't. When he wrote, if you have an extra teammate or two, have on go for laser and other go for the sniper. I couldn't read. I'm sorry.
There was no comma in there to separate it.
Yeah, use a Mackie next time if you could. I love you. If you could.
Grammar check.
Grammar check!
They have something called Microsoft Office or Office OpenOffice.org that have spell checkers and grammar checkers in them.
Use them. They're great tools. They also have this like this name, like VOD. If you want to watch it, Chris Puckett's on there, and he talks really weird. That's also very cool to watch. Brent Gamer actually lives by this. He sleeps to Chris Puckett, and he has dreams of Macchio making weird faces all night. And Brent Gamer's life, pretty good.
Have you ever seen a video? Macchio goes to shake Chris Puckett's hand, and like Chris Puckett won't shake his hand. Macchio, like Chris Puckett, like finishes an interview with Macchio, and then Macchio puts his hand out to get a handshake, and Chris Puckett just looks at him and turns his head to the camera.
Just, wow,
it's kind of cold.
Damn.
Ouch.
Anyway, back on to the show.
Well, that's everything we have, tip wise and submission wise. So. Thanks to everyone who submit. Wrapping things up, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going.
Yes.
Keep an eye on podtacular.com on the front page for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
Show.
I think G. Lewis should wrap this.
Wrap this?
Yeah, because he said he's Little John's cousin, so.
Yeah. My rapping voice is a little raspy right now, so I don't know.
I don't. Might be a little rusty, so and I don't know if I can handle that right now. But I will try it tonight, and I will send it in, so maybe you could edit it in the show.
Okay.
Okay, you can call or listen to voicemail at 206-888-HALO. Leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole Show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's lots of events, projects, and ways to make friends and play Halo with some cool people, including the hosts and Brent.
Yeah. Yes.
And Painkiller, because he just said he wanted to start playing some more.
Sorry. Very nice.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, following us on Twitter, subscribing to the show, and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
If I may interject, those people who contribute to our PayPal, we probably like you the most. I'm just going to say, if you want us to like you the most, I'd probably be one of the...
just the like people that send us money.
Actually, I like all of you. I just like them the most.
Oh, okay.
Personally, I mean...
Okay.
Like, people who don't, they're pretty cool. But those people who do, those people are cool.
Wait.
Yes?
Okay, it turns out it wasn't Puckett. It was Sundance. Anyway, I found the video.
Regardless, it's still funny.
It's still hilarious.
Send me the link. Send me the link.
There's the link.
Okay. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com, and Destructoid.
Oh, Destructoid. If you guys, those are the new ones, so you guys check them
out. I have not listened to them yet.
And for all you people who probably started listening to Podtacular and GamerCast Network because 1UP is no longer together, we welcome you, and we hope you stay here. Because we all you got. So,
aww.
Just kidding. Aww.
Kidding. But we're getting better. So,
and we gotta bring some more of that woo energy into this.
We gotta bring some more of that wow.
Yes, all the crazy trigger happy psychos and all that.
You mean the trippin' happen psychos?
Yeah, the tripper happen psychos or the stripper happy.
Maybe not that much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's what Brent likes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening in this week. Next week's show is going to be the Collins and Tales from the Foxhole. No, that's wrong. Customs and Creations.
Oh, wow. Man. Ew.
Whoa. We need to sing happy birthday to Duststorm.
Oh.
Because we missed his birthday.
Uh-oh.
It's
about time we turn on the happy birthday skull.
Oh, boy.
On three, boys.
3, 2, 1.
Happy birthday to Dustin. No one is singing on key.
La 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 love is
there's only one thing left to say.
Like, I didn't get any ringtone.
Because you're on Do Not Disturb, it hides it.
Oh, hell, I forgot.
I'm not talking to you.
I blame you.
Blame me? Why? Don't say anything. Obviously. I know you're thinking of something. Don't say anything.
Justin, everything is your fault.
I know. I have so many problems.
More points are your fault.
No, it's not. Okay.
Gonorrhea.
Say what?
Chlamydia.
This is when Jeff... You guys can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
America! Fuck yeah!
One of them's British. One of them, the guys on here, is British. If we get the MLT, we'll talk about MLT. But they usually talk about something that's very humorous.
The whole concept of MLG is humorous. Hilarious. Like, if real pro athletes ever heard about this, they'd be like, what the f*** is this shit?
That may be true, yes.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's your two to death.
You think fine?
Jim balls and change, and I whip him whenever I want him to say anything, so...
Oh, okay.
Right, Brent?
No.
Right, Brent?
Sorry,
Master Yoda!
Hold in our dust. Okay.
We are back for the multiplayer tips for Last Resort this week, and we're welcoming back the gamer.
Will you shut up? I'm recording a podcast!
That was extremely loud.
We just started!
Hey, Dustin, you fucking Kim got the blue balls. I'm ready to let him squirt. Let's do this.
Come on! Something your mom has.
You know, this is a PG-rated podcast, right? The teacher stands in front of the class.
Are these your Christian friends doing this?
No. They are not. They wanted to know. They wanted to know if you guys were the Christian friends I hung out with. They wanted to know if you were the Christian friends I hung out with. And no interruptions!
Lay it on the smash, man.
I'm too nice of a person to do that.
We got the all-star team today for you guys. We figured you guys won the best this week. We got Last Resort. We're bringing all the stops this week, guys. You know, this is like...
And G. Lewis is here for once.
There's a Spartan laser. There's a sniper. There's a camo. It's going beast. I'm Chris Puckett. Let's get on with the show.
The what?
In
the books, yeah?
Yeah, and he climbed out.
Yeah, because of his armor.
By the way, he's back in the Dust Storm's Room podcast.
It's his armor.
Oh my god.
It somehow protected him. Yeah, it's weird. Talk to Luke. He knows. Talk to Luke. No, not that Luke. I haven't read the books. I don't care.
Yeah. this week on the GamerCast Network. Godfrey records live from New York City and brings you an interview with the developers of Skate 2, coming out for the Xbox 360 and PS3. Find out what they have to say about the gameplay, new online features, and the soundtrack, only on Gamertag Radio episode number 177. On RetroForce Go, the 8-Bit crew tackles nothing but listener questions. Be prepared, some of them are absurd. Also, like always, the gang reviews this week's downloadable releases on the Virtual Console, Xbox Live Arcade, and WiiWare. Tune in to Uncle Gamer for their own special brand of humor. Check out Podtacular for the latest news from the unofficial Halo universe. The Podcastle features fortnightly abusive vulgarity from Destructoid.com's British do-nothings. They sometimes talk about video games as well. On the Sarcastic Gamer PlayStation podcast, the crew is live from Las Vegas, Nevada for CES. They've seen the future of Sony, and it is good. Tune in for all the details. Discover the community that brings you all these great podcasts and more. GamerCastNetwork.com.